This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Monday, August 10th. For the second week in a row, the U.S. national base price is lower than the previous week. This development is not all that surprising because historically, cash pricing typically reaches a summer high near the beginning of August. Unless the cutout makes a counter-seasonal move higher, producers can expect to see further downside in the coming weeks. While bellies have made weekly advances since the beginning of July, the brunt of the pressure is coming from the ham primal, which made an abrupt turn lower in marketing week 30 and is down $20.96 US 100 weight from the $103.37 high. Hams have historically settled after a large correction like the one seen this year, and as in other years are expected to trade sideways heading further into the fall. The primal will be watched closely this week to see if the pressure is over. Weekly slaughter has made a modest recovery from after bottoming out 2 weeks ago, but the reason for the lower slaughter levels, which are 86,000 lower than what the June Hogs and Pigs Report low estimate revealed, is due to plant maintenance shutdowns. With tepid demand and some PRRS-related availability issues, some processors have made the rational decision to conduct plant maintenance activities. Amid this, the market remains well supplied with pork. Weekly carcass weights per animal were 214 pounds last week, 2.5% or 5.1 pounds heavier than the same marketing week last year.